Okay. Next, what we were going to do is ask Yarabara Prabhu to, if he would kindly speak a little about those photos that we saw of Prabhupada, because Yarabara Prabhu told me that he took quite a few of them. Would you like to say something about
Hare Krishna. I'm a little shy. I accidentally brought one dhoti with me, and that was ripped yesterday. Hare Krishna. Yeah, Birnagar. This is the home of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Prabhupada asked me to go there. We visited once with Prabhupada, and then Prabhupada actually asked me to stay and take pictures of any books that Lalit Prasad Prabhu would give me of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings. And that was the first, there was something called the Matsya Project to save the Vedic literatures. I think Garuda Prabhu was involved with that. And this was the precursor of that. The books that were given were printed books with typeset and run off on a press. But I did manage to get a few of the handwritten manuscripts of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And I spent 9 days there. I didn't take many. I only took pictures of the books at that time, but I took quite a few pictures when Prabhupada was there. Yeah. And that very, very beautiful scene with Prabhupada sitting and speaking with Lalit Prasad. And as usual, Prabhupada's animated features, there was a series I shot in Surat of Prabhupada lecturing, and he was like this, and he was like, he was just very animated in his classes. So I took many, many pictures there. I took many, many pictures at Lalit Prasad's home. This is in Birnagar.
We're taking photos of it. And what do you remember about the whole experience there? What was Prabhupada like? What was Prabhupada like in Birnagar when he was speaking to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's younger brother?
He was very relaxed and joyful. And they had a very good time together. Of course, we know there is some difference in understanding between Lalit Prasad and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in terms of ultimate destination and how you get there. Not the ultimate destination, actually, how your swarup is revealed. But anyway...
Do you know what they discussed? Or was it in Bengali and it was not... There was no translation?
No, there was no... It was in Bengali. I just picked up on the mood. And... the mood with Prabhupada and some of his godbrothers was very, very wonderful, especially Krishnadas Babaji.
Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj.
And I didn't take any pictures of that, but we did get some in Birnagar.
But what was his mood like? You can say something about it.
Whose?
Prabhupada's mood like when he was speaking with his godbrother Akinchana Das Babaji Maharaj.
Actually, I wasn't there, but that's told by His Holiness Radhana Swami in our DVD series following Srila Prabhupada. And they were just very joyful to meet each other and have their association, each other's association. I don't know details. It's there in the DVD series.
Were you with Prabhupada in Jaipur when he was...
Yes, I was with Prabhupada in Jaipur.
Well, don't say a picture is worth a thousand words.
I need to see the picture. Anyway, this wasn't really planned. You didn't warn me.
Okay, you're a free man, unless there's something you want to say.
I was with Prabhupada in Jaipur, certainly, and there was the installation of Radha Govinda at that time, and those deities are now in New York. I remember Tamal Krishna Goswami, he really wanted to take sannyas, and Prabhupada didn't give him permission. That was the main thing I remember. And he was lamenting like anything. But anyway, eventually he, Prabhupada, of course, gave him sannyas.
Okay.
Anyway, Surat, let me speak a few things about Surat. Surat, Prabhupada was again very, very relaxed. And there's a picture of him. I don't know if it's in your series, but he's saying Gayatri. He has no shirt on. It's quite a well-known photograph, and it's kind of a little hazy. It's not so much contrast. There was a lot of sun coming in the room at the time. And then, of course, that series of Prabhupada speaking, very animated. I took many, many photographs of that. It was wonderful to photograph Prabhupada. He was very... It didn't matter if a camera was there or not. He was not camera... He didn't put on another personality in front of the camera. And the photograph I remember best is taking a picture of Srila Prabhupada in his room in Vrindavan. I asked Srila Prabhupada to pose next to that picture of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati on the wall. And Prabhupada was like a little boy. He said, where should I stand? And what should I do? And there's that picture of Prabhupada holding his danda, and he's next to that picture of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And you don't see much of Prabhupada. It's cut off around about here. You might remember that picture. It was wonderful to photograph Srila Prabhupada.
There's that picture of photograph of him in his rooms with Pancho Goswami.
No, that's actually, some of those are taken from still frames of the films. The film is 24 frames a second, sometimes less, and you multiply that times, 60, and then another 60, and you have that that number of pictures in an hour. So we've taken many pictures from those films and shown, giving presentations on Srila Prabhupada, his instructions in making the films. Srila Prabhupada saw four of our films. Anyway, so some of those pictures are not still pictures, taken with a still camera.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.